brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7.5 minutes. Lindsey Williams is going to be joining us for an hour and a half, taking your phone calls and a host of issues, 1-800-259-9231. I got a bunch of other important news I'll get into as well throughout the transmission. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Canada, where they're openly about to ban most internet websites. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you today.
Welcome.
Thanks very much. I've been awake for about 9 months now, and Lindsey Williams was just very instrumental in that, so I'm certainly looking forward to listening to him coming up the next hour and a half, you say. I'm a midnight custodian at the largest church in Canada here in Winnipeg, and I've been hearing a lot of stuff about FEMA with infiltrating pastors and stuff.
Yes.
Getting pastors to talk about submit to government.
Yes, that's on record. We have the secret FEMA documents, but now it's mainstream news. So yes, they are. I mean, talk about Red Dawn. Talk about creepy government. Yes, they are. They've bought off most of the preachers. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been, I guess, since hearing that and, doing my research on that, seeing that, it's legitimate, I've been sort of keeping an extra eye on him. And to his credit, I really think my pastor is, at this point, still blissfully unaware of what's going on, even though, he's, talking to a whole bunch of high-ranking officials and stuff. He was offered to be a part of Stephen Harper's pastoral recommendation team, and he was saying,
to co-opt all the pastors and make them feel important.
Yeah, and he's gone on behind the pulpit a couple times, poked fun at people who used to store food back in the old days and store up on guns and stuff, saying, "Oh, China's going to invade one day." But he really stays away from world issues, so I'm sort of haven't quite passed judgment on him yet. I don't think he's involved in any of this yet. I'd really love to get him a copy of Endgame. Maybe you could put me online with the shop or something after this, the shop line. I can purchase a copy and get it to him. But, I guess over the last 9 months, my life is just completely revamped. I just want to say you're doing a fantastic job. I just recently purchased a 2-year supply with eFoods Direct, Survival of Seeds. A whole bunch of stuff is on the way to my house. I'm getting ready for what's coming. I'm trying to get my wife and my family on board, people here in Winnipeg, people at the church. Thankfully, I know another one of my friends is another listener to your show who I didn't know about until a couple months ago. All of a sudden, he's getting on board with, saying, Alex Jones is right, was, starting to get the word out there here in Canada. And,
good, because if the people, if the people just say no to this, the globalists can't get away with it. They've got to have us acquiesce. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just a little rough, sometimes getting the word out, especially, I guess people initially want to start with the people that they care about the most, which turns out to be the hardest group of people to bring on board, is, the people who know you the best, know your faults, know what's wrong with you, I guess, they can, they sort of impose that image of you onto what you're saying to them, and it's a little frustrating at times, but, we're doing what we can here, and hopefully I can get my pastor a copy of Endgame and maybe start some sort of a conversation with him about that.
Absolutely. Look, leaders in the community, pastors, business leaders, and others, the feds are busy trying to co-opt them because they know they've got to control the local area. We've got to educate these people about that, and a lot of times they haven't been contacted yet, and they'll laugh at you. But then later, when what you warn them about happens, then your credibility goes to 100%. Then the next phase of education begins. All right, good to hear from you from Canada. Pastor Lindsey Williams, straight ahead for an hour and a half, and your phone calls and a lot more, right here on the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.tv now engages. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. We have an hour and 52 minutes left in worldwide transmission. We just began simulcasting here in the last 2 hours. Not just on radio, but now on TV online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for watching us live. We also archive it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv each day. I want to thank the great crew that is here doing things, running the show for us. We're going to go to Pastor Lindsey Williams in just one moment. But first, I want to thank one of our sponsors, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Fabulous heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. We're in uncertain times. You know, we had 90% of the public right at about 90%. I looked it up the other day again. It was about 89% living in rural areas during the Great Depression, and still 7 million, according to government studies, starved to death during the 10-year Depression. We're now 90% urban, not rural. We live in the cities, 90%, and only half of the 10% that is rural are self-sufficient. So 5% of the U.S. population is self-sufficient. It's fun to garden. It's great to garden. You need to start doing it. All of us need to get back. This is true local sustainability, not the globalist sustainability that they push that means feudalism in control. So SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. High quality heirloom, non-GMO seeds, give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. That said, let's go ahead now and tell you about our next guest. You know, I've had Lindsay on over the years, on average about twice a year. I've been interviewing Mr. Williams, I know, for at least 12 years, most of my career on radio. And I've always known him to bring out very accurate information, not just because I've read part of it later in the news or learned about it from a separate guest, but because I live in Texas and much of my family on both sides worked as roughnecks in the oil fields and lease hounds and in refineries and as petroleum geologists. And so I have studied the situation, and I know that we have an overabundance of oil. I know that it's even leaked out mainstream news years after he talked about it, that there is more oil in Alaska, very easily extractable, discovered oil. And there's oil in the Gulf of Mexico that they've laid off limits. They let the Chinese and others and the Mexican government have it, but we can't. More oil than Saudi Arabia. And those finds are on records, and we've gone over those on air before. But he, with Atlantic Richfield, he was a pastor up there, and this happens more often than not, working in the oil field, saving them a lot of money, keeping them from blowing their money, getting drunk, going to prostitutes. And so they hired him for 3 years to be the Atlantic Richfield, and also other oil companies, on their board meetings to pray and to be their chaplain. A lot of companies do that. And so he wrote best-selling books about the subject and exposed how they staged the oil shortage in the 70s both times. But then, back in July, I got a call from Dr. Stan Monteith, and he said it was very important, so I called him, and he said, look, I can't talk about this yet. There's somebody that we both know who's got some powerful information about what they're going to do with oil prices, but as soon as he's ready to go public, I'll interview him first, and then you can talk to him. So Dr. Monteith interviewed him, and then we had him on a few days after there in July. When oil was at, depending on what day it was in that week when I had him on, between $147 and $149 a barrel. Now, it went down last week to $134, and it's right at that point right now. In fact, guys, check crude oil prices. Google that and pull up me a CNBC chart on crude oil prices. I want to just check what it is today because a few days ago it was $34, but I want to check that. And this fit into all my other research and all the other, you know, former, you know, heads of policy, Department of Treasury, and just all the Nobel Prize winners in economics we've had on. The globalists create all this fiat money. They buy up the world with it. They get everybody into a debt-based fiat economy. And then as soon as we went to the point of being a negative debt nation, they were going to pull the plug. And we also got that from two different Bilderberg sources in June of 2006 on record. Daniel Estulin on this show, Jim Tucker on this show, and the video at the hotel down the street from Bilderberg. Okay, what did your sources say? Okay, two Bilderberg members that are leaking us info. I mean, this is cat and mouse. This is being followed down alleys and you know, guys in black sedans following you. It's all an endgame. I mean, literally being followed around like in a, well, the video out of Istanbul, Turkey, looks like something from Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're going through those bazaars and people are following them, just trying to meet with somebody in a, and then, you know, literally you meet with a Bilderberg group member or their secretary, and then they tell you in a, you know, okay, I'm going out the back of this door. This is what they're planning. See you. And, you know, I mean, this is the type of stuff we go through to bring you this information. And it's almost like pearls before swine. I mean, everything we talk about comes true. Everything we talk about is accurate. We said almost 3 years ago, it's what, 2 years and 9 months ago, that they would pop the subprime mortgage, but first they were going to drive oil up to 150. It was like 65 then. That sounded crazy. That was already an all-time record, 65, 67 to be exact. That sounded crazy. Daniel Estulin said from Bilderberg sources that they were going to sucker everybody back into the stock market, run it back up to 13,000, exactly what happened. Then they would pop the subprime mortgage by name, directly from Bilderberg, and that then everything would implode. Then I remember talking to Estulin after Turkey, and he got so many threats and so much stuff went on. Notice you don't hear it from Daniel Estulin anymore. They tried to kill him again. He won't come on air. Daniel Esselin's gone, folks. He doesn't do radio anymore. Have you noticed that? Maybe we can coax him back on. But this gets to people that have children. He has children now. With me, when they threaten my family, I just have to say, God, it's in your hands. I commit. I commit. We're about to go to Lindsay. I just want to preface all of this. Lindsay comes on here when oil is $147-plus a barrel, and he says within 6 months it'll be below 50. No one could have imagined that, but it came directly from top oil exec. And it's on record that Lindsay worked for these people. Now, right after the time Lindsay told me this, I have family in East Texas and in Houston who are all in oil. And we've been waiting with bated breath with some family land we got because the gas wells and oil wells never get built down towards where our property's at. We're always, wow, that'd be great if that ever happened to us. And it stopped. Now they're, you know, back running around. But the whole point is that the inside scoop from oil companies was, and I even had dinner one time at my dad's house, and there was an oil company owner, but one of the thousands of small ones who was there, and he was saying, and this is about 6 months ago, that, yeah, they're planning to drop the price. So this is after Lindsay tells me this, I start putting feelers out in the kind of mid-level, because, I mean, oil is the biggest industry here in Texas, bigger than telecommunications, bigger than computers. So it's all over the place. And so I said, there's a lot of credence to that, but it wasn't dropping yet. Then it starts dropping now down to $134 a barrel. And crude oil today is $33.55 a barrel. Unbelievable. We're on, in fact, punch that up. He just showed me one of the indexes off the mercantile and said $33. New York Mexican crude's at 35 and 1 cent. COMEX gold is at 979. It's just surging, what, more than $15 today. But anyway, side issue. You better listen to what Lindsay's saying because, well, everything he said made perfect sense with all the other data I had, then it fell in place, and then he was proven right, which is scary because they plan to bankrupt the Arabs, bankrupt the world. In fact, I left it out there, guys, that New York Times about Mumbai totally imploding. It was on top of the printer last night. I meant to have it for today's show. I print stuff for research that don't get it in there. It was the one about Dubai totally imploding and everybody losing their jobs. Everything he's saying is coming true for a worldwide depression where all that's left is the bankers and their control. So you better listen to Lindsay Williams because what he's saying is exactly what they're doing, destroying the entire world economy by design. When we went over the line in January of 2007 and America became a negative economy, that is more debt than we had investments or profits. We are a debtor nation. That's when the bankers pulled the plug. That's when it was time to blow the Ponzi scheme. But unlike regular Ponzi schemes where the Madoff or whatever runs off with the money, in this one they implode the Ponzi scheme and get the whole world. Now, that's a long introduction, but I wanted to back up Lindsay Williams. He'll be with us till about 40 after in the next hour. Pastor Williams, great to have you here.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be with you today on InfoWars. 3 years' time, I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of living with the elite. For the past 35 years, just as you have just stated, everything that I say has come directly from them. Then came the opportunity of a lifetime when I actually talked with a gentleman I had not seen for 25 years just a few months ago, and he told me everything that was going to happen, everything that the elite had planned for the world for the next year to a year and a half. And that's all I have done for the past 35 years is voice what I have heard the elite say because of the privilege that I have of living with them for 3 years' time. Now, since the program last week, Alex, I've done this especially for your program today. I have investigated and looked world over for what's happening worldwide in order to put together what this man told me into a global picture.
And you continue. We're about to break, Lindsay. Lindsay, we're going to come back and give you the floor to walk through that. Since you were on last week, even more of what you said was confirmed with the Arabs going bankrupt, Russia, Eastern Europe going bankrupt, all because of the oil plunging in price by three quarters. Exactly what you said, Lindsay. Lindsay Williams is our guest. Just amazing. And we're going to be taking your calls coming up in about 20 minutes. for the rest of the time he's with us. I want you to be able to address your questions to Lindsey Williams. I know we already had folks holding, but it's all on the same subject, the New World Order. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
I gave you quite a bit of the background with Lindsey Williams and what this top oil company executive that he's known for many years called him and told him, threatened him, telling him, look, Lindsey, you made that video that tens of millions have seen for free on Google Video. We want that offline or something bad's going to happen to you. But you can tell people this. We're going to bankrupt the world, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, Lindsey, you ought to get out of the U.S., All right, Lindsey, everything you said is coming true. The globalists bankrupt the planet. Please continue.
Well, Alex, There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and there's only one power in the universe who is able to overcome them, and that's divine. Unless God steps in, there positively is no way to stop these people. I lived with them for 3 years. I know many of them. I know who they are. They told me back just a few months ago, and Alex, you allowed me the privilege of telling something so phenomenal that the world couldn't possibly believe it. It was impossible for it to happen. It would devastate the world's economy if it took place. And you allowed me on July the 28th to tell on your program that I had been told by an individual who knows everything that the elite have planned on the face of this earth for the next year to a year and a half. And, Alex, I'm so appreciative that you would even allow me to tell such outlandish things, because there's no way in this world that it could have taken place without...
Well, Lindsay, I've known you for years, and I've also known for years Dr. Monteith since the mid-90s, so I knew that you at least were told this, and I knew everything you talked about in the past had been accurate, and we got laughed at, I got laughed at, you got laughed at, but they're not laughing now.
They told me that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. I said, why are you doing this? They said, we're going to bankrupt OPEC, the oil-producing countries of the world. I got laughed at. You're exactly right. There's no way that the Arabs and the OPEC and the oil-producing countries could declare bankruptcy. They said, and this is yet to take place, you'll watch this play out over the next year's time, Alex, because right now this is not true. Great Russia will become a great power, and they told me that was going to happen. That hasn't happened yet. I asked him about Dubai. He said it's going to become a ghost town. Now, in light of all of these things, let me point out worldwide, globally, how this is playing out in their hands right now. For instance, yesterday, Russia closed their currency marketing stock exchange. They had to close it down. It was literally going through the floor. Now let's look at China. 70,000 Chinese factories have closed. Oh, this is devastating. Folks, you don't realize how this is going to affect our economy in the next 6 to 9 months' time. There are 28 to 30 million Chinese workers that are out of work, and many of them are already beginning to riot. Can you imagine the Chevs in Walmart without anything made from China? Folks, this is so catastrophic. You see, I gathered this when this gentleman told me this a few months ago. I could see forward as to what the outcome of all of this was going to be. Now, let's look at Japan. It's affecting them also. This is a worldwide total control manipulation on the part of the elite, and they have planned it for months and years in advance.
And you said they were also going to announce huge oil fines around Indonesia, Malaysia, and other places. That was then announced. You said they were going to have huge oil fines in Russia. That was announced. Huge fines in the North Sea. That was announced. Because, again, when we hear what Bilderberg's doing, they run things. It comes true. When we hear what a huge executive is saying and bragging, it comes true because they love to brag.
Oh, yes, they do. They're human beings just like you and I, Alex, put on their britches every morning just like we do. The only thing is, they have power from their God, and believe you me, it's not the same God you and I have, Alex. So now let's look further at what's happening around the world. Japan, Toyota sales dropped 25% last quarter. Japan GDP, gross domestic product, dropped 12.5%. Now let's look at Dubai, that world-class five-star city. Tallest skyscrapers in the world.
And by the way, let me stop you again, Lindsay, because I've decided sometime next week I'm going to air that July 28th show, because I remember you talked about Dubai then, and he said it was going to be a ghost town. People laughed at that. 6 months ago, it was the greatest boom place in the world. Now look at it. Please continue.
But the only reason I knew it, Alex, is because I was told it by one of the elite. I had no way in this world of being a little preacher out here, missionary in Alaska, of ever knowing these things. It had to have been the providence of God that he allowed me to know them so I could tell the world and get on programs like yours and warn people that this is the plan of the elite. And he said to me, he said, Dubai. Oh, he just laughed, and he said, it's going to be a ghost town. I said, the biggest city, the most immaculate, the finest ever been built on the face of the earth. Okay, here it is, right here. They just said, as of yesterday, 3,000 automobiles are sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai, abandoned.
Stay there. Stay there. Long segment coming up, Lindsay. Plenty of time to break all this down and then take phone calls at 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You know, I want to apologize that I keep interrupting Lindsay so much. It's that when you know Bilderberg planned this, kings and queens and Rothschilds and Rockefellers meeting, and you go there, you get the death threats, you get arrested, and you get the information, and then you get it from Lindsay Williams, and you know it's real, you know it's happening, you know they've orchestrated this worldwide crisis, they admitted their own documents. I just want to back up everything he's saying. I mean, I remember him talking about Dubai. It was going to be a ghost town back in July. How many months ago? August, September, November, December, January. And we're talking 6+ months ago. And it was up at that high when he said it. And I go back to what the sources at Bilderberg said. They were going to run it up to 150. That was insane when that was said. But it happened. We have the inside track. We put out the accurate info. And we have ways to defeat the globalists through states' rights. But it's up to you to take action with it. Now, Lindsay, I'm going to give you the floor, and I want you to, again, walk through, recap everything you were just saying without me interrupting, and then get into the latest info. And because, you know, you talked to him for hours on the phone, but that's how it works. You laid out what he told you, and that story's the same. But as things happen, you get more and more of the picture because now it makes even more sense what he told you. So, you've got the floor. Continue.
This is all planned by the elite. let me assure everyone out there in Alex Jones' audience, in InfoWars, folks, everything you are hearing Alex Jones say is true. Believe every word you hear every day. It may sound unbelievable. It is believable. I lived with these people for 3 years. I know they have it planned. Now let's go back to Dubai. Dubai is one of the Arab oil-producing countries. This man told me when Dubai was at its glory, building a five-star city such as nothing has ever been built before on the face of the earth, the tallest skyscrapers in the world, and he said to me, Chaplain Williams, one of the reasons we're taking the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, and by the way, crude oil yesterday was $33.80. They have gone way below what this man told me they were going to take it to, and because of this, it has had catastrophic results around the world. Dubai, building this beautiful five-star city, and workers have come from all over the world to Dubai to be construction workers in that city. Now it's a ghost town. The skyscrapers have stopped. The concrete contract with an American concrete company has been canceled because Dubai is out of money. And as a result of this, in Dubai, let's say, for instance, you're a worker, and you go over and while you're there, I want a new Mercedes. Oh, I'm making big money. I'd like a Rolls Royce. So you go and buy it on credit. And you can do that in Dubai. Well, that's fine, except that if you don't make your payment, they don't do like they do it in America. They're not going to forgive you a loan. They're not going to give you a bailout package like happened yesterday by our president. No, no. In Dubai, they not only come and get the automobile, they come and get you. You go to prison along with the automobile being confiscated. As a result, these workers who've lost their jobs by the thousands, there are sitting on the airport right now in the parking lot in Dubai City, 3,000 automobiles that workers left parked, left the keys in them, got on the airplane and left so that they wouldn't lose both their hide and the automobile. And as a result, Dubai City has done everything that this individual told me back 5 months ago, 6 months ago was going to happen. It has become a ghost town. You see, they have planned this thing worldwide in order to do what they wish to accomplish. Now let me tell you what's going to happen in America and point out what is happening right today. Now, folks, watch this. I hope you have pencil and paper and you're taking notes. This man said to me, this person who knows everything, 82 years of age, he knows everything the elite are doing. He said to me, after I'd been threatened, and I agreed to go along with what he said, and there's certain things I couldn't even say on Alex Jones' show today in order to keep the sanity of my household and my family and keep myself in keeping their word. He said to me, he said, Lindsay, he called me Chaplain. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. At that time, we didn't have the bank crisis. We didn't have the real estate crisis. We didn't have the big bailout packages we've got right now. He told it all to me ahead of time because they had it planned exactly as you've been hearing Alex Jones say on his program day after day after day, folks. I wish I could shout it into every one of his homes today. Believe everything you are hearing Alex Jones say. Even if you have trouble believing it, you believe it anyway. Because he's telling it to you in advance. Okay, here it is, in America. He said, America will see a financial collapse so big, great it'll take years to come out of it. I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday. The Dow Jones stock market down 297.80 points at the close. The president signed a bailout package because America is in such horrible condition. And the Dow closed at 7,550 on yesterday. You tell me we're not in trouble? Now, let's go to oil. Oil yesterday went down to a bottom of $33.80. Do you realize that the oil-producing countries of the world, now this is everybody from Venezuela to Nigeria to all of the Arab countries, even to Mexico, our neighbor who is about bankrupt, and oil is their major staple, and, well, apart from drugs. And then, of course, the United States of America produces a certain amount of oil in Alaska, and Alaska is in big trouble financially now because of the tax shortfall. Do you realize that the ramifications of $33.80 oil yesterday literally brings the world into bankruptcy so that the elite can own every bank, can own the majority of the real estate, they'll own nearly every mom-and-pop business. And when I give you in a moment one other thing is taking place in Eastern and Central Europe, you are going to be devastated. And I'll give you this firsthand, but let me go on with America first. Oil, $33.80 yesterday per barrel. It was 147. They have lost three-fourths, 75% of their income. Somebody loses it. When oil goes down that much, the seller doesn't get it. The buyer doesn't make it. The oil companies will eventually go into a problem. And, you know, I said 35 years ago in my book, and I know I'm going back 35 years now. An oil company official told me that eventually the oil companies would be nationalized, and it's written in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. And for 35 years, I wondered how they'd do it, and I couldn't even see it for 35 years' time. I'm not even going into that today, Alex. That's another whole show within itself, because they're the biggest that nobody thought they could ever be taken over. You read it in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, for those of you who have it. So oil closed on yesterday at $34.97 a barrel. Now, let's go to what David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States of America. He controlled the currency for a long time. He is now retired. He said, America's unfunded liability, folks, please write this down. America's unfunded liability is $66 trillion. He went all across America trying to tell people what was going to happen because he foresaw what the elite were doing and he dared to tell it. He said that includes the national debt, that includes Social Security, that includes Medicare and Medicaid, unfunded liability. Now, $66 trillion is more than the entire gross domestic product of the whole world. More than the whole world's gross domestic product. That means the output of the whole world does not equal our unfunded liability, because the world's GDP is only $65 trillion. Folks, this is so catastrophic and so big. The elite have planned this so well that they have it at to the point that they can literally own and control the world, a dozen people. Can you comprehend a dozen people controlling the world?
Chaplain Williams, let me just interrupt to add some small caveats to back up what you're saying. And this is on record. The central banks of the world dominate Western nations. They set up fiat currencies. They buy up the majority of the world. They trick the Arabs and other oil producers to get into leveraged derivatives where they can make 10-15% a year. Most of their money's invested in that. They're leveraged. Then the bankers implode the world real estate market. That's to hurt the average person, and then local communities to further implode us so they can buy us up. Imploding the oil is meant to shut down all the other nations that are based on that. And then out of this, the Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine all say that there will now be a new world order with one global bank that owns basically everything and gives everyone credit. And with that comes the control of the government through the private banks, giving you your paycheck, putting money on your national ID. They're now announcing this will be how they save us. So they destroy everything so they can force engineer society and put strings into everything we do. So that's how they have pumped up this massive bubble. This is how they're doing it. And then cities like Dubai that have been built with just like a palace, like Star Wars or something, so futuristic. All these other major cities that have been built up, all the construction, all the resources, the state governments go bankrupt because of the unfunded mandates. Everything goes bankrupt. The globalists come out with their new global monetary system, controlling all the currencies under one system, and they have total control. This is the economic setup. They set up globalism to get us all interdependent, to get us all into debt, to deindustrialize all the major free nations, to fully have control of us and have us institutionalized. Please continue.
Just this morning, I read over all the majority of, it took about an hour, to read over the majority of the giveaways in the stimulus package that was signed on yesterday. I shuddered. The average American didn't have the slightest idea. Now, jot down two words for me. Number one is tax structure. Because of the price of crude oil going from $147 a barrel to $33.80 a barrel yesterday morning, at the gas pump, it went down from $4 to $5 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon in some states, went down as low as $1.30 a gallon in one East Coast state. As a result of that, the federal government, the states, and others have lost three-fourths, 75% or more, of their tax base. Now, that doesn't show up for 2 to 3 months. Now, they come out with a stimulus package on yesterday. Listen to this. I was just reading over all of the money that would be given away in Denver. They're going to the college, the university in Denver. They're going to improve, for instance, a ramp coming off of the interstate. They're going to improve bridges. They're going to build this and build that. Do you realize that when I read the amount that they're giving for each of those things, that it was approximately only 40%? Now, mark this, folks. If they gave you, say, $10 million, and you were supposed to build a new ramp off of such and such of an interstate with this and improve the parking lot in the college, do you realize that they only gave you approximately 60% of what it would take to do that? That's right. In the stimulus package, they have intentionally planned it, and it's all, not a single congressman read the stimulus package. And I can see why. Because now, how a state's going to be able to fund the additional 40% of all of these items that are listed in the stimulus package, the 60% that the government, federal government gave them, is not going to do them a bit of good, because the additional 40% they have to fund themselves.
The feds have announced today how they're going to fund it. All cars, they're saying they're doing this through the states with mandates, are going to have satellite tracker box in them and tax you by the mile. Now, every time you bring this up, I get emails going, wait a minute, there's so much tax slapped onto something, regardless of the overall, you know, price of fuel. But then I read that overall gas receipts are down, and different states are different, though, aren't they? Some states it is per gallon. Other states it is a percentage of how much you spend. Explain to people, because you were right, the gas receipts are down. Why are they down?
They're down because they have lost 75% of the amount of taxes that they get off of a gallon of gasoline. Let's say that, I'm just taking a round figure now, I don't know the exact amount. Let's take a gallon of gasoline, $4 a gallon, back before the price went down to $50 a barrel for crude oil. And let's say that state and federal governments receive somewhere in the neighborhood of one half of that in the form of taxation, because it's a huge figure. Now, they have lost that. They're not getting it anymore, because the price of gasoline has gone down to $1.50 a gallon. So instead of getting, I'm just rounding it off because I don't know the figure. It's in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, by the way. Let's say that they were getting $2, now they're getting 75 cents. Do you realize how much taxes are lost on every gallon of gasoline that goes into a tank at a gas pump? Now, the tax structure base is going to literally be devastated because of this, plus people driving less now than they did before.
I was about to say, that's the main reason, is that people have less money to go on trips. Even though it's cheaper, they don't have the money to buy the gas, period.
Now the states have to turn around and fund approximately 40 to 50% of all of the projects that have been given away in the stimulus package, but yet that tax base has been eroded so greatly within the past 4 to 5 months, folks. The elite have accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish so quickly, it's almost as if they have accelerated that program. Now the states are required to turn around and pay 40 to 50% of their own money in order to fulfill the projects that have been given in this new stimulus.
Well, Lindsay, that was my next point. You said on air, he said it would go at least below $50 a barrel. It is $33.30-something right now, so even lower than yesterday. I mean, what do you make of that, it going even below what they told you?
Well, I'm amazed. a number of times different people have said, Lindsay, why don't you please call this man back and get some more latest information? I'm going to admit to you, Alex, I've been afraid to. I'm frightened to even think of what he might tell me. Now, what do I make of this? The fact that they have accelerated that. Here it is. Alex, the reason they have done this, in my mind's thinking, is because they realize that programs like yours, people like Alex Jones, have awakened so many people that the American people are beginning to rebel. Over 20 states now have said, we are sending a message to Washington that we're no longer going to be under your control. This is another whole subject within itself. Now, let's go back to why they're doing this. Alex, when I lived with these people, I found that there was only one thing they were afraid of. The dollar didn't bother them. They had control of that. Congress didn't concern them. The president, they didn't mind him at all. He's just a little puppet sitting up there. What is the one thing that I found that these people are scared to death of? They are afraid of the American public, the masses of people waking up, and that's where Alex Jones Show comes in. That's where InfoWars comes in. That's where InfoWars.com comes in. Every bit of this is the thing that frightens them more than anything else in this world, is because when the masses of people wake up, they don't have a chance. There's a handful of them, and there's millions of us. And I believe, Alex, the reason that they have, what should I say, accelerated their program worldwide, not just in America, but worldwide, and gone below $50 a barrel, the reason I believe they've done it is because so many, such masses of Americans are waking up just because of people like you, Alex.
Well, Lindsay, when you look at history, the only thing that threatens them is the people taking control of the government legitimately. They've bought off the government, and the elite is threatened by the people taking their government back and then prosecuting these globalists when they're all just a bunch of Bernard Madoffs. I mean, imagine, these are just the kingpins above him who set up ultra-massive Ponzi schemes. I want you to speak directly to that, Lindsay Williams, when we get back. And when we start the next hour, we're going to have you until 40 after next hour. You're gracious to spend this much time with us. We're going to talk to a whole bunch of callers that are patiently holding when we start the next hour. Lindsay Williams is our guest. It is Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2009, and the world is in the boa constrictor grip of the global crime syndicate. All we can do is fight. We don't have a choice.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Not a union, that big businessman, and they're going down as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
You know, Bob. Bob Dylan knows about the New World Order. I'll just leave it at that. I don't have to listen to his music to know that, by the way.
Yeah, democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that better than something.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
From the Broadway to the Milky Way.
That's a lot of territory. That's the New World Order. We are back live. Ladies and gentlemen, they will give us no quarter. They are not going to back off. They want you totally bankrupt on a government card. Even middle class, nouveau riche, are going to be bankrupted by this unless we politically say your foreign offshore criminal banks are a bunch of Madoffs. You engineered this. We have all their documents, admissions. And unless a lot of people more powerful than I or Lindsey Williams get on the ball, you're going to be destroyed too. Police, military, everybody. We're in the boat together. You may think you're on the winning team of the New World Order. You're really with us. And the sooner you figure that out, the better. I know a lot of you are figuring that out. Lindsey, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Cover any other key info you want to get into, and then we're going to start the next hour and take phone calls.
Their timetable is right on time. They're doing everything exactly as I was told 6 months ago that they were going to do it. Here are the statements that you can expect over the next year to a year and a half. America will see. Now, I'm quoting this man word for word. I would not change his words for anything. America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. What are you going to see? You're going to see the next 12 months' time an erosion of the American dollar. You will eventually see a collapse of the American dollar. Prepare your table because they already have it planned. What are you going to see? You're going to see, well, you just saw inflation. Now you're going to see massive you saw deflation over Christmas. You're going to see massive inflation within 6 months, 9 months, maximum 1 year. Next, you're going to see continual closings, such as Circuit City just the other day, whereby 500 stores were closed, going out of business altogether. 13 million square feet of commercial office space now is lying idle. And they say, oh, somebody will take it up. No, they won't, not when other businesses are going out. 34,000 workers were idled. What else are you going to see? You're going to see a total collapse of the oil-producing countries of the world, countries like Dubai and many of the Saudi and others. You're going to see those countries have major financial problems. Let's go on a little further. Oh, this one is the one that is most concerning the powers that know what's going on. Here it is. Eastern and Central Europe, and folks, this could be so catastrophic for our economy in America, it would be unbelievable. Listen to what's happening over there. Hungary's forint fell to an all-time low on Monday. That's this week, day before yesterday. Poland's zloty slumped to the lowest in 5 years. It used to be 2 zlotys to a dollar, now it's 4 zlotys to a dollar. Half of all loans in the private sector in Poland and foreign countries owed to borrowers, and they're facing severe debt shock. Will this have ramifications in America? Positively. And this is exactly what was said. Listen to the man. We're nearing the level where things could get out of hand, said Hans Riddick, currency chief strategist for BNP Polaris. The mushrooming crisis has already started to spill over into Germany's debt market. This is what's scaring the people to death that know what's going on.
Lindsey, stay there. Back in 70 seconds with Lindsey Williams and then your phone calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.